There's no shortage of wrongs to right when it comes to the Mississippi, from how the native populations were treated when settlers arrived to who has suffered most from floods and pollution in the river. How to best manage this resource in a responsible way is an ongoing conversation. Part of that conversation revolves around restoring the river's ecosystems. One of the major imbalances scientists have been battling in the Mississippi is the exploding Asian carp population. That's an invasive fish. And at the same time, they're trying to introduce a native species, the alligator gar. In some parts of the river, it's been gone for about 50 years. I talked about this with Dan Stevenson. He's the chief of fisheries at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And I asked him, what does the alligator gar look like?
The fish is still kind of a prehistoric fish. They haven't changed much over the last 160 million years. So they still pretty much look like they did if you look at the fossil record from that long ago. We have a live fish display at the state fair every year, and we had two of them in our tanks so people could see them, and they were about 5 feet long, 60 inches long, and they're only 8 years old, you know, and they're up to 50 and 60 pounds already. So we had them, and people would come in and say, oh, yeah, they do look like alligators. Now, to me, they don't, but I'm a fish biologist, so they really don't. But to a lot of the people, they may look like alligators, and I think it's just because of the wide head, long snout. In the snout, there's all the rows of teeth, too. The last known one caught in Illinois was about 7.5 feet long, and it weighed 130 pounds, and that was from 1966.
Why did they disappear in the first place?
They never were really super abundant in Illinois, and some of the early settlers, they didn't like them because of their looks, their teeth, and everything, so there was a lot of them that were killed. Just for the sake of getting rid of them, getting them out of the water. But probably the biggest issue, and the same is true with a lot of threatened and endangered species, was habitat loss.
Mm-hmm. So is habitat restoration part of the reintroduction process as well?
That's always been part of it that we're trying to do in various parts of the state, is trying to bring back the habitat, working with landowners to keep the silt or the soil on their farms in the first place and keeping them out of the river. And then also trying to reestablish some of the vegetation. They need vegetation to spawn in, vegetation underwater to spawn in. And so we need we're trying to bring that back as well. And if you can improve the water quality, a lot of the vegetation will come back on its own.
So you're reintroducing it in the north. How is that going?
We've just started, so there's really not much to report yet. The female alligator gar isn't sexually mature till she's 11 years old, so we don't even see any signs of reproduction for quite some time. And whether or not we'll be successful at actually recreating a reproducing viable population, I guess time will tell on that.
I've heard that alligator gar could help deal with the out-of-control Asian carp population. Is that true?
No, they won't. And again, that got out last year that's why we were stocking them, and that just isn't true. The two aren't related. I mean, they'll eat a little Asian carp if they get a chance, but we have literally billions of Asian carp in the state of Illinois, and we're stocking 1,000 or 2,000 of these a year, so they just have no impact.
That was Dan Stevenson. He's the chief of fisheries at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
It's always fun to do these. I'm so tired of doing Asian carp interviews. That's always the big deal. Everyone wants to talk Asian carp, and I'm tired of them.